taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of music. Music.
Best Cuts of Music, episode 25.
Vou lhe dar. Não existe nada neste mundo, meu amigo, que nos possa separar. Preconceito existe, eu não sei. Preconceito existe, eu não sei. Meu amigo branco é de lei. Minha terra é verde e amarela, e meu amigo branco é meu irmão. Ele é do asfalto, eu sou da favela, mas existe a integração. Preconceito existe. eu não sei. Yeah. Preconceito existe, eu não sei. Yeah. Meu amigo branco é de lei. Eu adoro amigo branco. Tchururu. Pra você eu fiz meu canto. Ao seu lado vou seguir. Pra você não sei mentir. A homenagem é a imagem do amor que eu sinto por você. Cor da pele é diferente, mas é bom ser gente e saber porquê. Preconceito existe, eu não sei. Yeah, yeah. 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 Amigo branco, meu amigo branco, meu recado vou lhe dar, não é. Preconceito existe, eu não sei.
Bob went into a McDonald's. Little did he know it'd be his last McDonald's. It's like, and then some weird rare disease can strike anyone at any moment.
And it's awful font. Awful fonts are always prevalent.
He devised this street team via email to get out the message for...
Right, right.
Yeah. For, I don't know.
Gosh.
Muscular dystrophy.
I had to. Yeah, I think I'm becoming a cynical bastard because I get so many of those that now I'm like, oh, whatever. Smoking right. doesn't cause cancer.
You're probably
whatever.
Missing real miracles.
Right, exactly.
Because it's hard to weed through the spam miracles.
Right, I know. I didn't know. I mean, all I have to do is send a dollar and then to 10 people and then I get $1 million. That's easy. It makes perfect sense.
Pay it forward.
Forward, right.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it. I blew it.
You did.
I almost got pulled into a scam one time.
Yeah.
This guy was... He had me, man. He had me because he was convinced.
Did he have you at hello?
He had me at money. He had me at dollar bills.
Oh, okay.
And then he had me call the guy who told him about it, and he convinced me, and I'm like, no, I don't think so. Because the guy that tried to convince me at first, kind of a pushover.
Right.
So I was like, you know, he's getting pushed over. We'll see where this goes. I'm not going to fall over.
Right.
Right. And plus, I was working at McDonald's, and I enjoy working at McDonald's.
Yes.
I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to risk that.
Yeah.
Job.
There's a lot of merits in the get rich slow way.
Right, exactly. And if you look close, there's a miracle happening. Yeah. Every day.
There is.
Every day is a miracle.
Every day is a miracle. And listeners of the Best Cuts of Music, after you listen to this, we want you to go out and tell 10 people you know about the Best Cuts of Music. And when you do, all your hopes and dreams and wishes will come true.
Yes, all of them.
The
crush that likes you will like you.
Yes.
If you're married, you'll get divorced. If you're divorced, you'll get married.
If you got weird skin, that'll clear up.
Exactly. If you have long
fingernails.
You can't jump high
or dunk basketballs.
Right, exactly. You'll be able to jump 3 feet more.
Yes. Men, it'll extend your penis by 9 inches.
Women, it'll widen your vagina by...
To be able to handle your mate's new gigantic penis.
You will find a Hummer parked in your driveway and Arnold Schwarzenegger sitting in the passenger seat waving, beckoning you over, saying, let's go for a ride. Come on, Jerry, let's go for a ride.
Yeah.
Jonathan, get in the car too. I know you're friends with Jerry, and you guys hang out a lot.
Steve.
Play Call of Duty. Steve, come along.
Yeah.
Steve. Samson, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's take a ride in this Hummer, and it's Jerry's new.
It's just you and me.
And evidently, because he told everyone about Best Cuts Music, and that's why.
Yeah,
and then before you know it, next show, we'll have 1 million listeners.
Yeah.
And then magic happens.
It's going to be amazing.
It's where the miracles occur.
It's going to be miracles all over the place. It's going to be kind of out of control.
I know. It'll be
like Harry Potter just seeing spells like flying all over the place.
Everyone's dopamine will be like just pumping out, and they'll actually die of happiness.
It's going to be... We're bringing about world peace.
Right. What if everyone died of happiness? What if we caused so much happiness everyone died of happiness?
Oh, wow.
Would they thank us?
I don't know.
I would rather die of happiness than loneliness.
Well, see, they wouldn't have enough time because they'd just be so happy.
Everybody. It was like a reoccurring...
It would just be you. The sad thing is the fulcrum is you and I.
Right.
We will be sad watching everybody die of happiness that we cannot achieve.
Right. But do you think that maybe secretly our lifeblood is created by invoking chaos and terror?
Maybe that's it. World? Yeah. Maybe that makes us happy.
So it's a little backwards.
Yeah.
It's kind of a paradox.
Like the center of a black hole.
Exactly.
We don't know what happens once you go beyond us. It might be a white universe where everything's
once you
different.
The event horizon of our comedy.
There you go, people. Track one, Charlie X by Spaceways.
Good record. Yeah, thank you for bringing that over, sir.
Really excellent. Off of England's Cup of Tea Records from the late 90s. Spaceways usually does kind of jazzy drum and bass stuff, and I think they're from Scotland, but I could be wrong about that.
We had it up at 45, and it sounded like conk. Kind of interesting. You might remember that next time you want to play it and say, well, this is a conk record.
Speed it up.
Tune after that was Arthur Russell with Make 1-2.
That sounded edited.
Rugged Black Static. I basically just... Length in the beginning, it was like one phrase, and I turned it into like 16, and then I did the same at the end. I didn't really do much, but I think it sounds better. And plus, it's mixable. Though.
It's pretty fly.
So cut it up and use it in your sets if you can.
Yeah. Chop it up.
Yeah. His documentary came out a while back, and I just got it on Netflix. Wild Combination, A Portrait of Arthur Russell. Looks good.
Does look
good. Good stuff. I was posting on YouTube and I said, hey, this is great. I can't wait for the movie to come out. And somebody was like, it's already out, mate.
Right.
And I was like, in my head, I could hear like an Australian voice in my head, even though it's probably someone from England. But
is that one of the moving portraits?
It is. It's a talkie.
It's a talkie. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it in color?
It isn't. I think it's in color. Oh, it's sweet. Rated NR.
Because so many of the stories about people from that time period in the 70s, it's all black and white.
Super 8 black and white.
Then they had, I don't know, maybe it's because they were junkies.
And they couldn't afford color because they were spending all of their color money on
aluminum foil and heroin.
I like Arthur Russell and stuff, but I'm watching these and I'm like, all I see is like, Arthur was a genius, okay? Like these assertive people,
get
like
over
just
it.
Talking, and it's like, calm down. Like, yeah, he's great, but it's like, I don't know, man. What, like, I'll say he's not Beethoven, Mozart. I don't even really like Beethoven or Mozart, but, you know, I don't know. Whatever. Negative Nancy over here.
Yeah.
Excuse me, partner.
Downer.
What's that name? Jalma Diaz? After that?
Jalma.
Jalma Diaz
or
with
Jama.
Not a Se de Prison Siete. Siete. Yeah.
However you pronounce
that. That's that song. Good stuff.
It's excellent. Super
Ponytone.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Ponytone.com. Check it out, people.
It's there. It's in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there.
After that was Turanga 76, My Forbidden Lover, Mi Amor Bro. Oh, I guess that's the translation. Mi Amor Prohibido.
Yes, another jam. One of like three good Turanga 76 tunes, in my opinion. I think the rest are more Latin, just generic kind of stuff from what I understand. Really good stuff, though. I mean, this,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of the other tune.
And Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Yeah, we're going to continue this show now.
Kick it.
Tell 10 people.
Tell 10 people, people.
People.
And they have to be real people.
Right, they can't be deceased.
Yeah, or imaginary.
Or the same person 10 times.
Yeah.
They have to be living and have a soul. So you can't tell David Blaine.
Yes. Ha! Snap. And you can't tell Big Bird.
Right.
Not real.
Not real. What you're listening to is the best
cuts
of
music.
So I hope you like my little song. I wrote it just for you alone. It didn't take me very long. It's all for you, my little samba. My little samba.
Told 10 people and I got my wishes.
Really?
But Yeah, evidently I don't know myself. This morning I woke up and I had a pair of Uggs on my front doorstep with a pack of capris in one of the Uggs.
No, that's not good. That was. I have a few ideas. What if
unless that was a sorority say, girl that stayed over the other night.
People who make Crocs teamed up with the Uggs people and make Krugs.
Somebody's gonna get shot.
That'll be universal.
People are gonna get all pistol-y on it. Well, we could make a pair. You know, all you have to do is cut off the the top. Uggs and have it and put some get some coat hangers coming off the Crocs going up
right
to build a frame the foam. And then just put the fur you have perfect. Fur around your leg
Crocs.
That's for when your ankles are cold but your feet are hot. If you see
I
any,
just get them
it.
Cold ankles, you know what I mean? It's just my ankles just get so cold.
Why I start wearing these shoulder pads.
You know when you get that real, real, real cold? Like going right down
deep in the bone? Oh, yeah. You kill that chilly bone.
You just get to chilling.
Lo and behold, 2 inches away, my feet were hot as a whippoorwill in a Sunday summer.
Yeah, my toes get sweaty.
My toes will go ahead and sweat.
And that's something I got from my mom's side of the family. I can't do nothing about that. Hot ankles come from my dad's side. That's why I got these Krugs.
It's the best testimonial.
I want to see that infomercial.
One of my wishes was to have a create an amazing new invention that would sweep the world. And so I'm in luck. Thank you for giving that gift to me, Sam.
You're welcome.
I didn't know about the best cuts.
Could have been an amazing application of carbon nanotubes, but
right,
went a different route.
I could have wished for Eddie Murphy to tell jokes at my birthday party, but I got a pair of Uggs. But it led us to this wonderful discovery.
Yes.
This invention. Nobody steal this idea.
No. Nobody steal it at all.
Krugs.
I'm pretty sure that the discovery of the missing link recently had something to do with one of our miracles.
What was what's the story behind that?
Oh, it's a human connected to lemurs, I think. They found the missing link.
Wow.
There's a special on it, I think, next week on History Channel. People are going berserk. Scientists are like, this is it. We're done. Christianity's dead. Up yours, assholes. We won. You lost. Science, big, giant.
So,
blah.
History Channel's going to
have the big expose.
Preempt their regularly scheduled Nazi dramas.
Yes. Nazi dramas.
I love a good tearjerker, but Nazi dramas have got to be on top of my list. Have to be on the top of my list. You know why? I was telling Jerry the other day. Every night before I go to bed, I need to have my milk, and I need to have my cookies, and I need to have my Nazi dramas.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You got to have that.
Because when I dream about Nazis. Mine are very just kind of boring. You know, I'm shopping and there's Nazis in the grocery store.
Right.
And they're doing stuff. But it's kind of weird.
Yeah, sure. I don't know why they can't just combine Nazi bridge making and dinosaurs together into one super show.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'd love that. Yeah. Engineering a dinosaur Nazi.
Engineering dinosaur Nazi. Well, what I can't get is why the History Channel, we just keep learning more about the Nazis. It's like this story is never going to end.
Yeah.
Bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and I think now they're just making some stuff up at this point. Just combining other things just to make a different sort of story.
Experts
like, oh, if we juxtapose
Nazis,
it this way, then it's going to be...
Nazis favored the color purple over any other. Nazis' favorite movie was Duck Soup. I think it's... Although it was funny, too, and I was thinking, wow, they have a good sense of humor about things.
We just broke we just proved a law. Any conversation in a forum thread or a comment thread or something like that almost inevitably will end up being comparisons or conversation about Nazis.
What do you mean we broke the law?
Well, it's not the law. It's just the theorem that suggests that no matter what happens, when people start talking after a while, it's always going to come down to...
That's weird.
Nazi comparisons.
That's...
It's on Wikipedia.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
That's really scary, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're the embodiment of evil.
Yeah.
What's evil?
Well, and that's what people... But people always use it for, like, everything. Like, oh, man... I fucking hate, like, Limp Bizkit. They're like the Nazis of
oh, right.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Soup Nazi. Is that awful?
Like, Jif is the Nazis of peanut butter.
Oh, man. That's kind of awful. You know, we use Nazis for such run-of-the-mill discussion, you know.
I saw a guy with two gigantic swastikas on either side of his neck at the gas station the other day.
Wow, that's dedication.
He looked pretty scary. But he had a dog. Those people always have dogs.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Care about animals.
Yeah, are you a human? I mean, it's weird, yeah. Because obviously they're human. You have to, like, empathize to some degree.
See.
But it's like, you seem... It's like if somebody had a Halloween costume that was... And they were a monster. And you were like, are you... I think you're human, but you look just like a monster.
Yeah, you look like Wolfman.
Seem like a monster. Right, exactly.
Well, on that high note...
Yeah, kind of good stuff.
Those really awesome happy songs we played before we degenerated into Nazis.
Depressing.
At the top.
Wendy and Bonnie, it's what's really happening.
Mm-hmm. It is what's really happening.
I like that stuff. It's good that I'm being exposed to random singer-songwriter stuff.
Mm-hmm. They're from San Francisco.
Okay, not surprised.
Two sisters.
Everything awesome is
I think they had
hippie
parents.
Jeez.
And I don't know, I wrote something about them once. It's pretty good stuff. After that was Georgie Fame with Little Samba. And I really don't know anything about Georgie Fame. I'm going to fix that someday really soon.
Tune after that third wave, Eleanor Rigby, once again. And I don't know, actually, we never had on the show. George Duke conceived / produced this group. Good album, pick it up. Third Waves, Eleanor Rigby. Great stuff.
Good stuff.
Can't get away from the Beatles either.
Those Beatles are everywhere.
I read a punk rock, a column in a punk rock magazine talking about how this guy was complaining that all the good melodies have been taken by the Beatles and Beach Boys.
That's really familiar. I think I've read that before too.
Yeah. It was one of those like generic screeching weasel kind of pop punk bands, you know, that I used to really dig, and now I'm categorically against.
I don't like things that make broad sweeping declarative statements like that. Like, I think it was some Royal Academy of Music Science blah 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 in England once said that some Paul McCartney song with the Beatles was the most perfect song ever constructed in the history of music. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
That's it, we're done. It's all downhill from here. Paul McCartney made the song.
Exactly. There was a guy who made a song and now we're done writing music. Yeah. There was a
pack it up, folks.
There was a quote,
it's even dumb to do this show. Paul McCartney.
Exactly. We should ask Paul to be on, and bet he would.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. He's a fan from what I hear.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a quote saying that when they invented the light bulb, we should shut down the patent office because we were done. We invented the light bulb, and we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same kind of thing.
Right.
But
no more mousetraps, people.
Yeah, I mean, okay, because
done.
You have...
Try, build it.
No on. More mousetraps. Try, do it, okay?
Yeah.
Come up with a new number, all right?
Test
Come up
it.
With a new color. Do that.
Yeah.
I'll close a patent office on colors.
That's right.
I'll close a patent office on the way water feels when I splash on my face.
Yeah, you know.
No more patents on the way water feels when I splash on my face.
Black's absolute.
Black is absolute, and white is the absence of color. And I'm closing the patent office on white is the absence of
color. Don't go black or don't go whiter.
Yes, well, and that we will conclude this segment of this show. Best Cuts show.
Best Cuts of Music show.
Remember to check out the website at thebestcutsofmusic.blogspot.com.
It's really fun.
It's a fun look. You'll get a gander and look at it.
Yeah, you'll
take a gander and look at it.
Yeah, you'll fall.
We
at
close
its mightiness.
The patent office on the
design
on the format design of Best Cuts Music website.
If it changes, we might go Web 3.0 once that happens.
Sure.
But we're waiting out
we're
Web 2.0.
Yeah. We want to quiet the storm, and you know, we just ended it with lots of smiles and hearty hugs.
Mm-hmm. Hugs all around.
Just closed it up. I hugged my friends and I hugged my neighbors' friends.
Mm-hmm. We got high with a little help from them.
Exactly. They were. They told me hi. They helped me say hi to other.
Yeah.
But I, you know,
because you had that problem.
Right. That I don't know how. I just wouldn't. I couldn't say hi. It would always come out ha. I was laughing at him and he'd punch me in the arm. Usually not in the face. But we had the email address too, where people can request. We've had lots of requests. Jerry Bruckheimer requested a song. He requested the Stone Out of My Mind.
Yeah.
We had Tom Cruise. Did
you
get an email from him?
I don't know. I know Quentin Tarantino requested Chupke Tainaina.
Sure. Of
course. Does that jam?
Not
Who
surprised.
Doesn't? He's a fan of foreign pop, though.
We had Connery. Connery emailed us. We had Spacek emailed us. She wanted to hear the noise track by the group Sissy Spacek. She thought it was a hoot and a holler that they named their group after.
Yeah.
So email us at
thebestcutsofmusic@gmail.com.
We're on Gmail now, baby. Shake it up.
It's in beta, but it still works.
Working. We've closed the patent office on getting new email addresses.
That's right. We're done with them. Read our lips. No new email addresses. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Check it out.
Cut it out, sir. Cut it out.
Stop touching me.
Don't look at my... Hey, Mom, he's looking at me.
Quit it.
I love that.
He's on my side.
Mom.
He's doing it again.
Son, you're going to have to learn to love Jerry looking at you. You're going to grow together.
I'm not touching you.
I'm growing. I want to write a country western song about Mom, he's looking at me. Yeah. Telling him to quit looking at me.
Stop close a patent office. Looking at me.
Stop looking at me. I said, Mom, he's looking at me.
He's on his side. He's on his side. He won't quit touching him.
Love it.
Because you got to have some backup women singers.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, we used to take these trips to Florida in our van. And I had two older brothers. And at one point, my parents started initiating this quarter off scheme where the money that we were allotted for our vacation, we would get a quarter off for each time we would get in trouble. So my brother was looking at me and I didn't want him to look at me.
Right.
And if he was going to push it, he might get a quarter off. But what happened was, I don't know, evidently my oldest brother's a badass because he just kept on and kept on and kept on. And I think if he would have stopped at some point, maybe he realized this. If we would have stopped, then he would have actually gotten money.
Right. Like
$6 taken off. And what? He went on for so long that he actually went into the negative. So he would have owed them quarters. And so they just called the whole thing off. So we're done with the trip. Everything smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter off. Quarter off, guys.
Quarter off, yeah.
Quarter off. I don't even remember what they did on the way back because where are we going home? We're going home. It's awful.
See, my mom would just take me and my best friend and put Band-Aids over our mouths and give us Dramamine beforehand.
Well... That sounds like it worked.
Oh, yeah, it did. We fell asleep, didn't talk.
Band-Aids over your mouth. Did you have...
It's really more symbolic than anything, but...
Oh, right, right.
I mean, because a Band-Aid, if you just blow hard enough, you know, it starts around the sides.
Band-Aids are weak.
Yeah.
They're not tough. Now, tape. Yeah. Tape will go ahead and stick.
At the...
Top, Ben Sidran.
Track 8.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Ben Sidran, not a cover of...
Cars song.
Yeah, Cars. Right. Cars. Thank you. Good save.
Yes.
Track 9 was the Sabres of Paradise performing Duke of Earlsfield. Very, very great track.
Duke of Earlsfield.
Yeah, I think it came out in 94. Fantastic album. And they're now doing some kind of dance punk rock stuff.
Right.
As the Saberettes, I think. Or I don't know. It's not the same.
I imagine.
They sound cool, but they're not the paragons of awesome electronic music they once were.
Yeah. Such sweeping statements.
I know. I know it.
Sylvester over and over taking us out tonight. It's a great tune.
Mm-hmm. I know it. You'll want to hear it over and over and over again.
Right.
Just like this show. Don't forget, people. Don't tell 10 people about the show. Wishes.
You'll get all your wishes.
Dreams.
I got Uggs and a pack of Capris.
Promises won't be broken. Don't.
We gave you promises, promises.
Mm-hmm.
Listen here.
Don't.
Check out the entire Sylvester song. Check out Sylvester Stallone and his muscles. Look at him.
Yeah. He's pretty beefy.
Open up Google image. Sylvester Stallone's muscles.
But just be careful because he'll go over the top.
Oh, right, right. You don't want that happening.
No.
For sure.
You don't. Yeah. So many fantastic films, really.
Tango and Cash.
Yeah.
Demolition Man. Yeah. Cobra. You know. Rambo. Rombo is one of my favorites.
Rombo. Rombo-com.
Rombo is good. Rocky. Like that one.
You don't.
So, yeah, make sure to check out the Sylvester song at the end because it gets really jamming at the end. It's great.
Yeah.
People, crowds. Anyways, I hope you had a great time, and I hope you're going to enjoy telling 10 people about the shows.
Yes.
Shows.
Yes.
Show. And your dreams will come true.
It's called
The Best Cuts of Music.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Lord, I love that robot wearing tight-fitting jeans.